Good morning. My name's Ron, and I'm a member here at Cascades Church. And it's my privilege and opportunity this morning to share from the Word of God. I came up with a new word just a few minutes ago. I hope it's okay. I was sitting there, and I was thinking of a heavenly hum. As I sat there and I listened to you people coming in, I was praying there and just meditating, going over my message, and I just heard that sort of everybody talking and chatting. It was heavenly. So it's great to see you all. And as Gloria said in the beginning, it was great to see many of you we haven't seen here in house since the pandemic. You know, God never changes. He remains the same, and with that knowledge, that there should be a sense of hope and joy and contentment. Jesus, God, does not change. It should bring a sense of security where there's no security around us, a sense of peace to the believer's heart. It also brings a sense of joy and trust in God the world doesn't have. The fact that God doesn't change should make us happy. Why? Because of the security that it brings to His people. And if you're one of His people, if you are a child of God, if you have accepted Jesus, you can sit back and relax and come to the realization that Jesus, that God does not change. I can trust in God that He will never fail me. I've known Him over 60 years, and He's never failed me. I've failed Him many times, but He's always there for me because He does not change. You know, people are putting their trust and their confidence in other things besides God, but there's no security. For instance, people will put their trust and faith and hope into health or their home or their business or their car or the money. Now, every Christian can be caught up trusting in these things to make them happy. But it will not be constant because there's always movement. There's always a change. The moment we start trusting these things, money, health, and all those things, over God, then we become fearful and insecure. Yes, I've got the privilege this morning to talk about another messianic psalm. The first psalm last week was Psalm 118, and this week it's Psalm 102. And I've just enjoyed the last couple of weeks, and I want to thank those in authority here for asking me because it's pushed me, it's encouraged me, it's shoved me towards spending hours and studying and reveling in the Word of God. So if you've got your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalm 102, and we're going to read. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And follow along, and if you're watching us online, follow along in your Bible. If it's a little bit different, that's good, but this is straight from the original Greek text, as yours is, so follow along, please. Psalm 102, verse 1, Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Don't turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down to listen and answer me quickly when I call to you, for my days disappear like smoke. My bones burn like red-hot coals. My heart is sick, withered like grass, and I have lost my appetite. Because of my groaning, I have reduced to skin and bone. I am like an owl in the desert, like a little owl in a far-off wilderness. Verse 7. I lie awake, lonely as a solitary bird on the roof. My enemies taunt me day after day. They mock and curse me. I eat ashes for food. My tears run down into my drink because of your anger and wrath, for you have picked me up and thrown me out. My life passes as swiftly as an evening shadows. I am withering away like grass, and you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame has endured to every generation. You will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem, and now is the time to pity her. Now is the time you promised to help. Verse 14, for your people love every stone in her wall and cherish even the dust in her street. Then the nations will tremble before the Lord. The kings of the earth will tremble before his glory. For the Lord will rebuild Jerusalem. He will appear in his glory. He will listen to the prayers of his destitute. He will not reject their plea. Let this be recorded for future generations, so that people not yet born will praise the Lord. Tell them the Lord looked down from his heavenly sanctuary. He looks down to earth from heaven. Verse 20, to hear the groans of the prisoners, to release those condemned to die. And so the Lord's fame will be celebrated in Zion, his praises in Jerusalem. When multitudes gather together and kingdoms come to worship the Lord, he breaks my strength in midlife, cutting short my days. But I will cry to him, O God, who lives forever, don't take away my life while I am so young. Verse 25, long ago you laid the foundation of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will change them like a garment and discard them, but you are always the same. You will live forever. The children of your people will live in security. Their children's children will thrive in your presence. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the scripture. And let's just pray once again. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we come before Psalm 102, and we just pray, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will help each and every one of us, Heavenly Father, to apply this psalm to our lives. Help us, encourage us, stimulate us, Heavenly Father, that we will become more like your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that the Holy Spirit will work in us this morning, maybe this evening or tomorrow when we listen to this again on live stream, but help us to understand it and to apply it, and we'll certainly give you all the praise and glory that you deserve. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. An unchangeable one. That's the title of our message this morning, the unchangeable one. And Hebrews 1, 10 to 12 is our authority in regarding Psalm 102 as messianic. Hebrews 1, verse 10 says, he also said to the Son, in the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will fold them up like a cloth and discharge them like old clothing. But you are always the same. You will never change. These words addressed to God's beloved Son are a quote from Psalm 102. And that's what gives the authority to saying it's a messianic psalm. Prayer of the Afflicted is a title in a lot of our Bibles, but we're going to find in verse 12 that there's a change. It's an exciting change, and it's something that we can grab onto. There's very little today that we can grab onto. Yes, this is a computer. This is a computer. You know it, and I know it. But you know, when I was first starting out in printing industry, I'm a printer by trade, this was a computer. It took up the whole room. I was working with Multilis and A.B. Dix and a print shop in up at Kelly Douglas on Kingsway, where Metrotown is today, and there was glass all there, and on the other side of that glass, there was one computer, and that's it right there. 50 years ago, 60 years ago? Nah, let's say 60 years ago. And it all started with punch cards. And then there was after punch cards, there was a magnetic tape, and it changed. We couldn't even imagine that we would have a computer this size in our homes. Change. We couldn't visualize how fast this technology has gone. One day this, the next day that. One day this is new, next day it's old. Cassettes, CDs, they're gone. It's all pin drives. Yes, change. Now, I hope they've got it up there. Do you see that? Can I look? It's not there. Dick Tracy. There he is, Dick Tracy. How many of you know who Dick Tracy is? Oh, not very many hands. Now see, the closest thing we can imagine back then was Dick Tracy's wristwatch. He had a watch exactly like an Apple. It was a two-way radio, but you got a picture screen on it. And for those of you who don't know Dick Tracy, it was a comic book. And we were all excited about it. This was something that not even imaginable. But look at today. Look what we have today. Change is happening so fast that our normal decision-making process are struggling to keep up. Don't blink it. Things are going to change. Things have changed. Today we have a watch. We have pictures on it. We have everything on it. Change is happening so fast that our ordinary decision-making process is struggling to keep up, as I said. You know, it makes me think of all the travel in space. We live in a world that is changing every single second, not every minute, but every second. We can't keep up with it. I study something and I get and I got it. It's old school. It's old school. I spend 2-3 weeks to know how to work, and it's different. But the consequence of not keeping up are frightening. It's frightening. We can't keep up. We just can't keep up. According to the prophet Daniel, the last days will be filled with people running to and fro seeking knowledge, not realizing they're accumulating or working towards or going towards the last days. Daniel 12:4. But you, Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal up the book until the time of the end, when many will be rushing here and there, and knowledge will increase. And that's where we are today. We are there. All of this could be quite overwhelming, frightening even, if it weren't for God. Our stability in a world filled with instability is this: God. See, God is always the same. God is mutable. He never changes. When an astronaut was getting ready to go into space the first time, a reporter asked him, "What are you depending on in this flight?" And I love what he said. His answer was this: "I'm depending upon the fact that God's law does not change." That's the only thing that you and I can hold on to. So here we are in Psalm 102, a prayer of affliction. It's a prayer of affliction, but there's so much in this psalm that you and I can take and grab onto and enjoy. And maybe it might give us a little bit of a kick in the pants sometime because we don't live it, but it's there, it's the Bible, and when it's in the Bible, it doesn't change. This person is praying by asking God to hear his cry in the day of trouble. God listened to him. And God will listen to your prayers. We can adapt that. He is very ill. His bones burn with pain. For instance, Daniel, my son, just had knee operation, and he went through a couple of days of a lot of pain. But he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord helped him, as he'll help you and he'll help me. But we've got to go to him. Sure, we've got medicine. Thank God for medicine. Thank God for our hospitals. But take your heavy burdens at the cross and sin or go free. Remember that one? You want me to sing it? No. Okay, I won't then. But take your heavy burdens at the cross and sin or go free. I remember that one as if it was yesterday. You know, this person compares himself to an owl in the wilderness. Now, I've been on golf courses, and Mr. Gill is, Bob Gill is listening to this, and I know that Jonathan's a golfer, and there's other golfers here. And on the golf course, many times I've seen owls, especially in Argentina. And they're very solitary. It's a very lonely bird. It's usually by itself. It comes out at nighttime. And he compares himself to an image of solitude. But we aren't by ourselves. We have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on our side. And we can go to him 24/7. All this technology on this is great, but the battery can die out. And when the battery goes, you're gone. We just did a little trip in our bikes to a 24-hour trip over to Victoria. But I had to bring three cords and two chargers, one for my watch, one for my iPad, and one for my phone. But you know, you don't have to bring a charger for Jesus, for God. He's always there with you. He's listening to you. Read this psalm over and grab it and take it for yourself. And we aren't alone. And we don't have to fear. And I just love it. But in verse 12, his tone, his attitude changes. It's a 180-degree turn. What does it say? But you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. Verse 12. Yes, we have an immutable, unchanging God. He's the God of Israel, but he's also the God of Cascades Church. And that's what we're all about here. We're about the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father and his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We have him. Yes, it says in verse 25 to 27, he speaks about how the earth must pass and everyone living on it. But God, always the same, from everlasting to everlasting, will always be the same, and your years have not ended. Let me read them to you again. Follow along, verses 25, 26, 28. Long ago you laid the foundation of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will change them like a garment and discard them. But you are always the same. You will live forever. The children of your people will live in security. Their children's children will thrive in your presence. In other words, the psalm realizes that he changes, but God does not change. When we are afflicted, overwhelmed, complaining, unable to sleep, surrounded by trouble, we must turn our eyes on our and our hearts to God, who is always the same. Another song I won't sing, but we used to sing for 12 years, Jésus ne change pas. Ne change pas, ne change pas, Jésus ne change pas, non, jamais, Jesus doesn't change, doesn't change, doesn't change. No, Jesus doesn't change, never changes. That's exciting. That's a message that we can grab onto, and that's a message that will help us every day. The immutable God. Dear friends, His promises won't change. His purpose won't change. His provision won't change. And His personality won't change. Exciting, exciting, exciting news. The author and evangelist A.W. Pink puts it this way. This is one of the divine perfections which is not sufficiently pondered. It is one of the excellencies of the Creator who distinguish Him from all other creators. God is perpetually the same. God is perpetually the same. I love that. Subject to no change in His being, attitude, or demands. This is a great evangelist, Arthur A.W. Pink. God does not change. Whenever you are in trouble, stressed, under pressure, anxious, angry, or even need of guidance, the proper God-given strategy is to turn off your television, turn off your computer, turn off your phone, get out the Word of God, read the Word of God, pray, and God will help you during these distressful and troublesome times. You know, there's person wanted to know how many promises are in the Bible. Now, I haven't verified this, so I'm just quoting from an article, but he found 7,487 promises in the Bible. He spent a year and a half, he was a teacher, a professional, who looked in the Bible. That is pretty exciting. That means there are 20 promises a day for a whole year. That's pretty amazing. 7,487 promises. Yes, the nice thing about the Word of God is when I turn to God's Word, I don't find the Bible is yes one day and no the other day. It doesn't promise me today and denies it tomorrow. The gospel is yes and amen to the glory of God. This year has been a rough year, 15 months, 16 months. But we were able to look in the Scriptures and read it and get the encouragement. You read a psalm or a passage of Scripture one day and wow, it hits you right between the eyes, doesn't it? But you can read the same Scripture a year later and it's Scripture. Why is that? Did the Scriptures change? No. The application that God uses through the working of the Holy Spirit comes into our lives and it changes us. His Word never changes. The reality is this, when you have been shaking while standing, it's where you're standing. Are you standing on the rock? The rock never shakes. Jesus is the rock. And if you're standing on the rock, we might shake. We might be afraid. We might be anxious. We might be afraid. We might be... You know, I like this story here. A shipwrecked sailor was clinging to a rock all night until the tide went down. After he made it back to safety, a friend of his asked, "Were you shaking with fear while you were hanging on the rock?" The sailor simply smiled and said, "Yes. But the rock didn't shake." So we've got to hang on to the rock. That's what we have to do. Yes, God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promise proved true. He is a shield for all who look to Him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? Another song we used to sing, "O pèlerin de la ville d'or, toujours regarde Jésus." O pilgrim of the heavenly, always look to the Lamb of God. That's where we're to look. That's where it's solid. That doesn't change. The rock is solid. A.W. Tozer wrote, "And there will never come a time when he will cease to be. God has never evolved, grown, nor improved. All that he is today," Tozer said, he has ever been and will ever be. These are people that know what they're talking about. The Lord does not change. Malachi 3:6, unchangeable God. God's promise is unchangeable. God's purpose is unchangeable. God's nature is unchangeable. He's always the same. And his provision is always the same. Get that? Are you with me? His provision. He wants to provide for you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to help you. He wants to be a part of your life. Why is all this? Because God is immutable, unchangeable. His outpouring of grace never diminishes. Let me repeat that. His outpouring of grace, unmerited favor, never diminishes. From his hand come blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. From his hand, the same God who provided a spring of water for Hagar in the desert, created the same stream in the wilderness for the children of Israel. The same God who brought bread to Elijah by a raven, provided daily bread, manna, for the children of Israel walking through the desert. The same God who provided oil and flour for a widow and her son during a famine provides food for the widows in the book of Acts. It's the same God today as then. He will provide. All we have to do is look to him. Yes, standing on the promises. Another song. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. That's where it's all at. If the Lord is our shepherd, we have everything we need. Psalm 23:1. If we seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, all things will be given to us. Matthew 6:33. Our God will supply all our needs out of his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And the same God who provided for the heroes of the Bible is caring for you and me. And he has a giving heart, hasn't changed one iota over the centuries. The God who hears my cries for help in the same God who heard the poor soul crying for help in Psalm 102. God heard the prayer of that thing. God never changed, but thank God, and this is good news too. It's changing a bit. We've been talking about God doesn't change, but thank God we can change. We can change from the inside out. That's the exciting thing. That's the exciting thing. God's unchanging purpose and his unchanging personality or nature. But God's people can change. It's great that God is always the same. Wouldn't it be awful if we were always the same in our sins? Isn't it a precious thought? God is immutable, but he wants us to change. He wants you and I to change. The Bible says we are to grow in grace. It's a growing experience. It's a changing experience. I'm hoping I'm more like Christ this year than last year. And last year I was hoping I was more like Christ from the year before. It's a growing process. Believe in Jesus Christ and see the change in your life. I have seen people change like this. Poof! 180-degree turn. People from Union Gospel Mission, Central City Mission, Harbor Light Mission. I have seen people on the streets of Vancouver change. The greatest change we'll ever experience is the one that happens when you place your faith in Jesus Christ for forgiveness, pardon, and eternal life. We can put our faith in him for those things. Faith. Faith in God for forgiveness, pardon of sin. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We've got to realize that we must change. Change is always the heart of a growing Christian. Sometimes you talk to a Christian, they say, well, yeah, I've been there, I've done that. It's I don't need to change. It's, you know. No, it's a growing process. The Apostle Paul says, but we all, with veiled faces, behold as a mirror the glory of God as being transformed into the image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. So we are to be changed from glory to glory. We are to change, we are to be transformed. We are changed as we live in Christ's presence, worship Him, behold Him, study the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit unleashes a process in our lives, a process of changing within us. We are constantly being, I love the word, transformed from one degree to another, to Christ's likeness. He's our model. I used to enjoy the Hulk. A lot of you don't know who he is. And he would be transformed into the, I don't want to be Hulk. I want to be more like Christ. I want to have the attributes of Christ. I want people to look at Ron Edgecombe and say, that fella's different. Not just because I have my tie on. No, different inside. That's what counts, inside. God wants our insides to change. So exciting when you think of it. Philippians 1:6 says, and I am certain that God who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finished on the day when Christ returns. Beautiful verse, Philippians 1:6. Let's look at a couple of more verses. Genesis 2:17, except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if you eat this fruit, you will surely die. Yes, we have to leave sin. We have to leave our old ways. We have to leave our old nature. We have to leave our fleshly desires. And we can only do that by accepting Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ with strengtheneth me. I would like to be able to tell you it is not possible, but it is possible. That's why I'm here to tell you it is possible to change. We have the Holy Spirit. When you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came into you. Now we have to release Him in us. We have to allow Him to work through our lives. And that's where the rubber meets the road. We have to let Him. Let's look at another verse. Ezekiel 18:4, behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sinned shall die. If we don't change, if we don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we will die and spend eternity in a lost eternity without God. John 8:24, therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, forgive me. Forgive my sins. And that's why Christ died on the cross. He died on the cross to take your sins and my sins away. Romans 6:23, for the wages of the sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Isn't that exciting? So Jesus doesn't change. God doesn't change. But we are to change into His image. James 1:15, then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. This is near the end of the Bible. But you know, I like the one in Revelation. It's the last verse we've got here. Revelation 20:15. And anyone who found written in the book of life, anyone who not found written in the book of life were cast in the lake of fire. Yes, dear friends. This is good news, that God doesn't change. But here's the good news. The whole message of the Scripture is bound up in God's wonderful plan of reconciliation. He wants to reconcile humanity to Himself. It is a blessing to come to the realization that God does not change. The immutable grace of God. He's standing. He's standing there knocking at your heart's door saying, let me in. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Mine is. Why is my name written in and some people's names aren't written in? Because I'm good looking? Well, I'm not bad looking. No, no, not a caveira. That's got nothing to do with it. It's because I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was 10 years old, I stood at camp and I said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And he came into my heart. It's been a battle sometimes because, you know, the flesh is real. Satan is real. But thank God we can change from the inside out. As we enter the future, we're apt to be afraid of changes we face. We ask ourselves, what's coming next? When will the next shoe drop? When will the next terrorist attack come, killing thousands? The next pandemic? What will happen to our nation, to our children, to our grandchildren? One thing is sure. One thing is sure. Everything is going to change. But one thing is not going to change. Jesus. And Jesus loves you.